The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it is for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, this fifth Sunday of Lent, the Church begins to enter the long-awaited hour. The hour is the time of glory. The hour is the moment of communion with the Lord. The hour is the place where He eternally reigns. And it is also an hour of contradiction. For everyone else, it would seem that the great triumph when He is lifted up was the great defeat. It did not seem like the rule of the world had been conquered. It seemed like the Lord Himself had been conquered. And so as we contemplate the cross, we contemplate a different kind of logic, the logic of a different kind of triumph. And it is a triumph of fidelity, a triumph of trust, a triumph of trust that is moved by love. And if love is the origin of all things, if God is love, and if that means in the beginning is love, and that means that all things are sustained by love, and that means that all things are called to eternal communion with God who is love, then that means that love has the final word. And that means that love is the hour, that is the moment in contact where we truly connect with God. And so the only triumph in history is love. So even when all things seem dark, even when all things seem opposed to the Lord or to His church, there is always the opportunity and the openness for triumph. Because in the end, only love remains, nothing else. The Lord also indicates the logic of His reign, the reign of the triumph of His hour, when He says, "Unless the grain of wheat fall to the earth and die," the Greek is literally, "it remains alone. But if it falls and dies, it will bear much fruit." He has chosen to reign in such a humble way. He has chosen to reign in His Eucharistic presence. It is in the Eucharist where we are always in the presence of the hour. We are always in the presence of the One who says, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all things to myself." And so it is in the Eucharist, it is in the grain of wheat of our Lord Himself who has died, risen in glory, who gives Himself, His body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, and now reigns in us. And by receiving the Eucharist, we are drawn to the Father. We are drawn to the Lord who draws us to the Father. The logic of the Eucharist is a humbling logic. It's a logic that waits because love waits. It's a logic that is mercifully present because love is mercifully present. The logic of the Eucharist is not a logic of judgment or condemnation. The logic of the Eucharist is a logic of self-oblation. The logic of the Eucharist is total availability for the Lord. Ultimately, that is why we pray, that we are filled with the same Spirit with which the Lord is totally available to the Father. And in that experience of total availability, the total triumph of the Lord's fidelity to us, which inspires us and strengthens us to walk in His fidelity, we experience freedom. So that means even when things can be difficult, even when we're not sure exactly what to do, we can still walk with the Lord. And when the Lord is with us and we are with the Lord, our hearts can be at rest. We can accept the truth of His promise of being drawn into Him and accepting the fruitfulness of His own death, ultimately which is to share in His life. The hour of the death of the Lord is the hour of the great triumph of life. It's the hour that we enter into now as a praying church, where we seek to intensely walk, especially during Holy Week. It is the hour where the name of God is glorified. And the name of God is love.